Yeah, and Daf Yotes Amid Beis. We hear in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Zachariah ben Kavutal, that he had said that he had many times he lain before the Kohen Gadol, Daniel. Zechte Gemara. Masni lo Rav Chanon barove lechia barav kami derat. Rav Chanon barove was teaching this Mishnah to Chia, the son of Rav, and Rav was there. Rav was sitting there. And he taught him, Omar Rav Zachariah ben Kaputal. He told him his name was with a pay. Umachvi lei Rav biyodei Kvutal. And Rav showed him with his hands that it's not a pay, it's a veis Kvutal. He showed him, Das mit Rabbeinu Yochim says, either he made with his fingers a tzura of a beis, or he showed him like kilo he's writing on the luach, a beis. So he showed him it's not kaputal, it's kavutal. So the Gemara asks, v'neima le'meima, so let him tell him. Why does he have to show him with his hands that it's kavutal? Let him tell him. So the Gemara answers, krishma havekori. He was laying in krishma. He wasn't permitted to be mapsik. But Lidar Gisa, he was teaching him a fal shazach, so he showed him with his hands. Frek the Gemara v'chi ha'gavne mishori, is this permissible to do in the middle of Krishma? For Omar Rab Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, ha'koyre yeshema, le'yirmoiz be'enov, le'yikreitz besif soysov, v'lo'yoyre betz ba'oysov, one is not permitted to do this. Besanye Rabbi Elazar chisma oimer hakeire yeshma meramez beinov umekaretz besefsoisov umare betzboi olav akosov oimer vloi oisi karoso Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar Yochim says a very interesting taich. Vloi oisi karoso ki Yaakov. When Yaakov Avinu was laying Krishma and he met Yosef, so he continued learning Krishma. He wasn't bothered by what was happening around him. And here you're learning Krishma and you're distracting yourself. You're doing other things. B'shas learning Krishma. You're showing others and relating your opinions to others. So the Gemara says, Leikashe. Ho bepeirik rishain, ho bepeirik sheni. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Masni lei lechia barav omar Rabbi Zachariah ben Kaputal befei. Umachvi lei rav bebeis, also lei simin shul kevutal bebeis. Yirmois, yikreitz, yoyre, kulon loshen echotein. Al shezen neifal ala inayim, vizen neifal ala etzbois. There's the different lashaynis are masim to the different evorim. Shinema keiretz be'enov, moilel beraglov, moire be'etzba'oisov. Agavurche, it's a little unclear. Rashi says it's all the same thing, but it's l'shaynis for different eivorim. By us we have keiretz besivsoisov, le'yikretz besivsoisov. Rashi brings a pasuk in Mishlei, keiretz is be'enov. By us it says yirma is be'enov. בפרק ראשון צורך בוי כוונה שנמה בוי והויו הדבורים האלו על לבובך. So משום לסה דה כוונה, I say if a person, I don't know, lay me boy if he's doing this, בשעס he's laying, so ציחה felt in כוונה, that he's showing someone something and laying at the same time, and אפילו he could be mapsik, and show someone something else, but that alone, that distracts the kavane. If he could, Krishma shaloi nase keroim keroim. The Ritva says, if that's the reason, so the locha we paskan only the first pasuk needs kavane. So memele, so la locha would only be also the first pasuk. Then he brings another svara, and the Rif in Brachas brings the svara. The reason it's not als kavone, it's making it arai. That means it's the kriya is not. It's like a zilzal in the kriya. This is the lashon of the rif in Seif Perek Sheni de Broches. Vokimne beperek rishin uporshilo rabonim shem de kamashvelo aroi. That means if you can do other things, not the chesaron is mishum lesser the kavone, but it seems like his whole kriya is aroi. He's doing other things in laning also. So the chesaron is not alts kavone, no aroi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana rabonon v'dibarto bom v'loi betfila. Let us see what Rashi says. Bom. So Rashi is a very interesting pshat. Sheyesh lecho rishus lahashmiya mash atomoitzi mipicho. Dibor is when two people converse. So kaponim, it has to be said in the oifen that someone else can hear what I'm saying. That's the only way one can converse. So by Krishma, yesh lecha reshus lahashmiya mash ata moitzi mipicha. The dibarto, that the dibur of Krishma could be begeder dibur, even though dibur is how one converses with another. So the Krishma could be ba'oifen shal dibur. The loy betfilo, shahatfilo belachash, shenema v'koilo lo yishameya. Kach metzosi b'shiltes trabachoi goyim. Jesus Krishma can be said ba'oifen shal dibo, but tfila should not be said ba'oifen shal dibo, that koilo lo yishomeya. That is how Rashi says pshat in the Gemara. Bom v'loi b'tfila, let us see Taisvis, nirali, a different pshat. V'dibarta Taisvis learns pshat, that one is permitted to speak bom in Krishma, v'loi b'tfila, but in tfila is not permitted to speak. What does that mean? Bom shoyel mipnei hayira or meishiv nei hakovet. In Krishma is permitted to be shoyel and permitted to be meishiv. V'loi b'tfila, damrina afilu melech shoyel b'shloimoi lo yeshivenu. Afilu nochosh koruch ala kevoi lo yafsik. That is the two pshatim that we have Rashi's pshat and Taisus Pshat. The Rishash wants to say, Vo'oid nirli leforish, that it's not going on Krishma, it's going on Torah, this Pshat. Vo'oid nirli leforish, Iker iskecho b'toira v'loi b'tfila. That a person should be magdish most of his man to teire and not to tefila, chadom arovel rafune vavamarech betzloisei meinichin chaye oilom vaoisken b'chaye shoh. Gemara in Shabbos. So your dibur should be, your main dibur should be betoire and not betfila. Then bom is going on teire. That's one drosh. A second drosh. V'dibarta bom, bom yesh lecho rishus ledaber, v'loi b'dvorim acherim. Bom, Rashi says, now the second drosh Rashi is right there, this is going on divrei Torah. Bom, b'divrei Torah, one has rishus to speak. V'loi b'dvorim acherim, sichas hayelodim v'kalos roish. Samazoy to speak. Sichas hayelodim is divrei letzonis, jokes. There's no heter. There's no heter to speak dvorim acherim. The heter, the koyach hadibur was given to speak in divrei teire, v'loi bedvorim acherim. And let us just skip over. Omar rove, hasoch sichas chulin, oiver ba'asei, shenema v'dibarto bom, bom v'loi bedvorim acherim. L'chayre, Rove is saying the same thing what the Baraisa said. But he's saying if a person is soch sichas chulin, The Magen Avraham brings down this lahaloche in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, and he says Asach Sichas Chulin again means Divrei Havoi, Divrei Kalas Loish, Divrei Letzonis is Oiver Be'asei Shinem Evedibarta Bom Bom Volei Bedvorim Acherim. Avacha Bayakev Oma Oiver Belav Shinem Kol Advorim Yigeim LaYuchal Ish LeDaber. A person should not, Ein Lo Reshus, he's not permitted to speak. Dvorim Yigeim, it seems that that falls into Dvorim Acherim, Divrei Havoi, Sichas Yelodim, Vekalas Roish. The Chofetz Chaim, when he speaks about the mitzvah sasei, a person could be over, when he speaks Loshon Hore, so mitzvah Yud Beis, he says when a person is speaking Loshon Hore, he's Mevatel the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah b'chol rega v'rega. So when he's speaking Loshon Hore, he's oiva on the mitzvah sasei of Limud HaTorah. So yes, Sakashe from Agamore. Agamore says, Hasoch sichas chulon oiva be'ese, Shenema v'dibarta bom, adroshe bom v'loi b'dvorem acherem. Why do you have to say this, p'san issa and dvorem acherem? He's mevatel teire. The not learning is the issa. What? Bom v'loi b'dvorem acherem. So the Chofetz Chaim says that our Gemara is telling us, he says that's poshet. When a person is speaking dvorem acherem, he's oiva mitel teire. But there he's oiva b'shei v'al tase. He's not learning. So just like a person doesn't eat matzah, he doesn't take a lulav, so he's mevatel the mitzvah b'shei v'al tase. Rava was machadish, there's a bazundere issa of speaking dvorem acherim. The dibarta bom v'loi b'dvorem acherim, that means the koyach hadibur that was given to the person, it's not just like a person is not permitted to eat everything what he desires to eat. So he's not permitted to speak everything what he desires to speak. He was given the koyach adibur, the ruach memalala, is v'dibar tabom, and divrei teira, v'loi bedvorem acherim. But one is not permitted to speak, sichas yelodim, divrei havoi, this is the lotion of the Rabbeinu Yoine, the kalas loish, he's not permitted to speak this. So this is oiver bekum v'asei. That means if a person sits and klotzes, so he's mevatel teire. That's a din a bitel teire b'shei v'al tase. But here there's a bitel an issa bekum v'asei. The Rabbeinu Chananel seems to learn a different pshat in our Gemara. Bom, let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Tana Rabbanu v'dibarta bom v'loi betvile bekeil v'loi belachash. So that's the Chayot Rashi's pshat. By Krishma, one should say Bekoil, not Belachash. And by Tfilo, one should say Belachash v'lei Bekoil. Bom, yesh l'chol reshus l'daber v'livsoik min ha-Talmud v'loi bedvorem acherim. That means, the Ben Chanan learns a very interesting pshat. If a person is in the midst of learning, he's permitted to be mafsik to learn Krishma. If it came as man Krishma, he's in the middle of learning, so you stop learning and you learn Krishma. Omar Rav, ha-mafsik, be'eish she-koirei be-talmud, v'soch sichas chulin, oiver be'asei, she-nema v'dibarto bom, yesh l'cho la-hafsik, bom yesh l'cho la-hafsik, v'likrois. Krishma, v'loi be-dvorim acherim. So it seems from the Bein Chananel a shrekelech chumre that I don't know if he learns Dvar Machem the way Rashi learns Divrei Avoy, Divrei Letzonis. I mean, that doesn't have to hefsek. It seems the Bein Chananel learns Pshat v'shinantam levonecha is going on Limud HaTorah. In the middle of learning, v'dibarto, you're permitted to be mafsik to shinun and to speak. What? Bom, Krishma. That means you're permitted to be mafsik learning to learn Krishma, but you're not permitted to be mafsik learning to speak Dvorim Acherim. That's how it seems. That's Pshat Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbi Acha Oimer, v'dibarta bom asei oisom kva v'altaseim aroi. You should make sure that divrei teire should be kva v'altase oisom aroi. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah brings down our Gemara, this drasha, in Samayra de Kechumre. Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah per Gimel Aloche Beis says as follows. V'chayiv hu min ha-Torah l'kvoya loy eis g'doyla l'talmud Torah. A person is mechuyev to be keveya a large zman of the day for learning. B'chol yayim kemoy, what is called eis g'doyla, kemoy chatzi hayayim l'poches, at least half a day, milvad limot halayla. V'lo yaseg b'meloche kol hayayim oiruboy, shenema v'dibar tabom, ועלוי כבר נאמר ושיננתם, ומה תלמד לוימה ודיברת בו, ושיננתם ובנך you should learn. What does it say now ודיברת בו? שלא יהי כל דיבורך, אלא בו. What you're speaking about, what you're learning, that וכל דיבורך should be בו. כלוימר שתעשם עיקר ולוי תפילה. And for this halacha, he brings a makir the sefri, the gemara in Yumed, Daf Yutes, Amid Beis, our gemara. Shaloi, that's Rab Achaz Drosha, asay oison kva, baltasem aroi. And that's Dachsachmir, besupshat in the goin, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Mechaber says in Siman Reish Me'avov Sif Aleph Chayiv Likvoya Loizman L'Talmud Torah B'Yoyim U'Balayla. The person is mechuyev to be Kaveh Yazman Kavata Yitim LaTorah. Zuk Tegoyim Bir Agro and this Halachim Kavata Yitim U'Peirish B'Balumnis. A Balumnis is Chayiv Likvoya Loizman Va'ayin Siv Dalit Ketzat. This is the Loshon HaGoyim. And in Siv Dalit it says, Hoya bal umnis, va'isik b'melachtoi gimel shoyis, ba'yoyim v'tes b'toyre. So it seems that the Goyim seems to learn pshat kavate itim is pshat, sha'oise teirose kva u'melachtoi aroi. That's pshat kavate itim, and that is Rab Achaz Droshe. Asei oisom kva v'altaseim aroi. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Bikesh lis namne. What is if the Kohen Gadol wanted to drimmel, to fall asleep? Birche kohune makin lefonov be'etzpa tzerodo. Ve'oimrim lo ishi Kohen Gadol amoid v'hofeg achas al haritzpe. U'masikin oisoi ad sheyegiye zman hashchite. Let us see Rashi. Etzpa tzerodo meforish bigmore. What etzpa tzerodo is? Vohofeg tayel. Vohofeg shino meyenecho. So first Rashi says vohofeg is a loshen teal. Walk around. Vohofeg shino. Then Rashi says amoid vohofeg achas. Amoid v'hofek achas, what does that mean? Schoik lonu, pam achas al horitzpo l'hofek shchinoscho. Schoik lonu, you should do something for us. We'll see, he did something for them. L'hofek shchinoscho. Abigmore meforish mayhi. This was seen, there's two pshotim. The Ritva Zagirs and the Gemara, which will understand Rashi better, I think. Umasikin oisoi, bahafi gusom, ubitiyuleihem. There were two in Yonim Vaistois. Shloyishon, achemegiyas manchitas tomit shal shachis, shahu bohoyer hamizrach. Zog the Gemara, mai tzrodo. It says, Pirchei Kohunim makin lefonov be'etzpa tzrodo. What is the translation of tzrodo? Omar Rav Yehude, tzoroso di tzoro di do, of this finger. Now, what is this finger? The tzoro of this finger. Mayhi, which finger are we speaking about? Goidel. So, makin lefonov. They were makin lefonov, bitzora of the goidel, the finger which is the tzora of the goidel, they were makim lefonov. Mochi Rav Hune showed this with his finger, ba'ozel kolo bikulei beirat. And you could hear in the whole base medrash this koil. He showed them how you make bitzora de do. Zot Rashi, tzoroso de do, tzoroso shelzu. The tzora, you make with the tzora of this finger. Etzba, the finger, shehi tzora lezu. The finger which is the tzora to this finger. That's the do. Umayhi zu, which is the zu. Goidel, the thumb. So the finger which is the tzora to the thumb, which that he is make. Be'etzba hasmucha legoidel, the finger that's next to the thumb, hoye mechabroi legoidel bechazoke, v'shoimto amaka al kapoi, v'nishma hakeil. And one could hear the keil, bekule be'rav beis hamedrash. That's how Rashi learns. The Tosfos Yeshanim by us, and the Tosfos in Menachos, means Tosfos Menachos Lamed Hei, Tosfos in Menachos says that the finger next to the thumb, you won't hear too much. Doesn't make such a loud noise. Loud noise you hear with the large finger. The large finger makes a loud noise, but the one next to the thumb doesn't make a large noise. That's Tosfos Kashi. So Tosfos learns, tzroda means the large finger. The Ben Yehuda wants to say, so what's pshat tzora de do, that this is the smallest finger, this is the biggest finger, so one is called the tzora to the other one. It seems one is the height of the big fingers, mashlim, the shortness of the thumb. But that's why it's called tzora de do. So we have a machloikis. The Toistaka says, v'chein nishma yoysar ha-keil. The Metzias says, you can hear the keil. It's a pelotaka Rashi says, v'nishma ha-keil bekulei be'rav beis ha-medrash. That way Rashi says, pshat, Rav Hune was able to knock his finger with the finger next to the thumb and the whole beis ha-medrash could hear. Now, let us go back to speak about this halacha 1 minute, which is very interesting, and perhaps with this we'll understand why Rashi did not learn like Tosfos. The Tumas Adeshin in Simen Samach Beis, Klaus HaShaila, the person is permitted to make this coil with his fingers. In Shabbos, you want to entertain a small child. You knock your fingers. If it's permitted in Shabbos, if it's also al tashmos koil, it's not also al tashmos koil. So Tumas Adeshin brings a raya from Agamore that the pirchei kohuna yemakim lefonov be'etz patzchoda. So vaystois it doesn't fall into the issa. There's dinayim metapchen, dinayim meragdim. There's certain assumed they made, but they didn't ask for this, because if they asked for this, how were they permitted to do this? Yom Kippur. So the Tumas Adeshin says, maybe you shlug up my raya, ain't shvus b'migdosh. So Mamela, it's not right. He says, if that's pshat, so the Gemara should have made an asik out of it. The Gemara should have asked Akasha, how are you allowed to do it? You're not allowed to bevish me a curl. And the Gemara should then say, ain't shvus b'migdosh. And later, there's a similar Gemara that speaks about a malochid the Rabbonin that they did Yom Kippur there. The Gemara macht a ganze geratschke. How are you allowed to do this? A teret, ain't shvus b'migdosh. And here, the Gemara doesn't bat an eyelash. So weiss doch ois that this is mutter. That's the Tumas Adeshin. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, the Machaber brings down the Loshon HaRambam, that you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to be make. L'kederach HaMeshoyrerim. So the Mogen Avrom says, So what did the Rambam do with our Gemara? The Trumas Deshi Bala Reif Ma Gemara. So he says, that's why the Rambam was very meduyik. If a person will do it melodically, or do it with a rhythm, so memela, then they asked, Hastis, Mishim Gzera Otto Klishia. I'll be Misakna Klishia, that was also. But in our Mishnah, they were only doing it to wake up the Kohen Gadol. They didn't do it with a rhythm melodically. There was none Stamazai. The more annoying, the better. So Memele, so it's how the rhythm, Stamazai Lahokit someone, so Memele, that's its mutter. That's Magna Brom's Teretz, and the Rambam, to Fahemfer, the Trumas Adeshin's Raya from our Gemara. The Mishnah Brur and Simen Shinla Matres brings a taste for Shabbos. The Prima Godom also brings the Tais for Shabbos. The Tais for Shabbos says that Rashi was the greatest machmer. Rashi held that everything is also. Not only melodically is also, but filo lahokitz is also. It is also to be Makibetz boy. So Rashi had a kasha, but Rashi had a Trumas Adeshin's kasha, so why was it mutin? The Gemara doesn't make an asik about it. So that's what Rashi says, it was with the finger next to the thumb. That's kalacha yad. That's not the oif in your makibetz boy. The oif in your makibetz boy is with the etzba and tzoy. So therefore, and if it's rafal pikein, it says over here that in the Beis Hamikdash, by the Kohen Gadol, they did it Yom Kippur. So Rashi said, that's where the Gemara is saying that it's done with tzorah the door. It's done with the finger next to the thumb. Va'oimrim lo'i ishi kain godu, hofeg achas al haritzpe. Omar Rav Yitzchok, al chados, mahi omri le achve kido. The Ritva says, he puts an oid, I think, oid omar Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok said there was another thing they did. Al chados derech chidush herolonu. Show us a davar chidush. Ach veikido. Show us. They told the Kohen Gadol, show us how one makes kido. Now what is kido? Noyetz good love ba'oretz. He bends down and he rests on his thumbs. V'shoyche and he bends. Resting on his thumbs, the noishek es horitzpo va'oimit kach, and then he gets back up again, which is very not good. He's not playing too. The pressure is not on his fingers. The pressure is on the masnayim when he gets up. This was not an easy thing to do. Kach mefurish b'meseches sukkah. It was something that was the schoik. That was upon him. This was a kunst to do. This was a davar chiddush. And then they asked the Kohen Gadol, this is the kiddo on the posik, vayikto vayishtacho, this is the kiddo. That is neitz kudlo ba'oretz v'shoyche v'noyshek es haritzpa. So this is another way that the ritva says pshat, that they were misasik with the Kohen Gadol. That's as achas one time to do it. After one time the Kohen Gadol was up already. That is, this woke him up after he did this already. There wasn't any more bikesh leisnamnim. Umasikin oisoy achiyegiyaz man shchite tane lehoyu. This is something else. Lehoyu masikin oisoy loy benevel veloy bechina. So other mafoshim say because the navel ura navel vechina. Weistu said the navel vechina is meira, but they didn't do that. Ella bepe. They sang. They sang to wake him up, to be meirim. Umaho yoimrim, they were meshoirim. Im Hashem lo yivne bayish shav omlu boinov boi. So what does Rashi say? Ella bepe ho yu meshoirim lofonov, im Hashem lo yivne bayish, ploimer hizoyer bavoidosecho, shetele shem shamayim, Shetela ratzei. Shim eina ritzuya ein teuchacha oila leklum. All this tircha, the 7 days of prisha and everything, it's worthless. Shav amloi boina voi, bechinam yegeim bebinyin shaloi yiskayim. Nothing will happen. Ich stell sich vor, that the Mishoirim was not a jazz nigen. I think it was a nigen of Isoiris, Mistamen, could be. That's where the Bali Musa got the nigen of Isoiris from. They were just telling him that this was the Shire was that Shav Omlo Boy Nav Boy, that Vakert, you need, you only be successful if you do L'Shem Shamayim. Miyakira Yerushalayim, Loyhoyo Yeshainim Kola Laila, Kdei Sheyishma Koyen Godo Koyl Havore, Veloite Yeshaino Chetfosoy. Miyakira Yerushalayim, Echshuva Yerushalayim, Oisim Kach. They did another pu'ule to make sure that the Koyen Godo does not fall asleep. The Pirche Kune, they sang, they knocked, they told him he should make kida. That's what the Pirchei Kohuna did. The Choshev Yidin of Yerushalayim, they were up, it seems, together with the Kohen Gadol. They were learning loud. They made a koil. So their noise should distract him and not enable him to fall asleep. Sehr interessant. It would seem the only reason they stood up Kadesh Ishma Kain Godul Kail Havore. That means Lachaira Arm Minig, but it's brought down a minig that people are up a whole night Erev Yom Kippurim. They learn, they say Tillim. It seems the Yekir Islam didn't have this minig. This was only done for the purpose Kadesh Ishma Kain Godul Kail Havore. Leite Shina Chait Fasai. Tanya Abishol Omar Av Bigvulim Oyoisin Kain Zeichel Amigdash. The Gvulim be also stood up. The rap at night, Zeichel Amigdash. Ela Shahoyu Chaitin. But their staying up did not bring with it the Psazai Broche, it brought with it Chet. Omar Abai Vitaim Rav Nachman Ba Yitzchok Tirgume Nerdoi. Where was it that the staying up brought with it a Chet? This was in Nerdoi. Zogt Rashi, El Shoyu Choytim, Misachkim Anoshim V'Noshim Yachad. They wanted to be up, so the men were up, the women were up, and both of them are up, and they're a little tired, the boyim laveirim. Tirgumo Lahai B'Gvulim, which Gvulim did this occur? Heicho Yuchaytim B'Nerdo, this occurred in Nerdo. They were up at night, they started off with good intentions, but they didn't end up with such good actions. Shoy yuchayte. The omalei Eliyo le Rab Yehuda achve the Rab Salah Chaside. I'm going to read the Gemara here that Eliyo told Rab Yehuda, Amrisu amai loy ose Mashiach. Yes, Takashe. Why isn't Mashiach coming? The Masha Mutzitzich. What made them ask this Kashe? What's the Kashe? Manoshech, did they feel the Zocha, Achisheno? So you have to be Zocha. They knew the Zocha, that they were holding on the Madrega of Zocha. Loi Zocha, this is man. So what's Frechman Kashas when Mashiach is coming? What's the Kashas? So the Mashiach wants to say, Moitzoya and Kippurim, they felt that they were Kulam Tahirim, Kulam Nikiim, like Klaiyasos, and such a massive Duchgemach, the ganze Avedishem, and Kippurim, it was. So now Mashiach should come. Now we're something what to show. So Eliyahu told, so that's your kasha. Vo'idna yoyme de kippuru ve'ivul kama besulta b'nerdoi. You know how your nerdoi says, given as la'ila la'ila with all these sayers, kama ivul kama besulta b'nerdoi. Le'el yoyme kippurim, do you know how many besulis were nivul in nerdoi? So that's your yoyme kippurim. So my male friends can catch if I was Mashiach kommt nicht. Omalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mai Omar, was sagt der Rabbi Nishlom about us? I mean, das Tage, Ebs Ashrek, that's Ayem Kippe. Omalei, Le Pesach Chatos Reiveit. Le Pesach Chatos Reiveit, Yitzahore Machti Ay Bal Koch. Der Rabbi Nishlom is, Levi de Barditschewer, Ebs Azoi, It's a male choice, it's a grace in the soyin. That's what Rabbi Shalom says. The Satan Mayoma, what does the Satan say about it, about Ayim Kippur? Omalei, Satan Beyamid the Kippurim Lesley Rishusa Listuni. The Sotan doesn't have Rishus to speak Yom Kippur. He doesn't, Mimai, Omar Rami Bachoma, Sotan begematria Tlas Meyer, Vishitin Varbo Havi. It's gematria 364. Tlas Meyer Vishitin Varbo Yoimi Isle Rishus Elastuni. Yoimi de Kippuri Lesle Rishus Elastuni. Yom Kippur doesn't have Rishus. That's his whole Mahus, his whole shame is only 364 days he's mastered. So my shvogger asked a kasha that lechayre we cheshben with the lunar years. We don't cheshben with the yishnei sachama. So lechayre he has some extra days. So dach sechmir that enachanami the extra days he mons the mind when we make a leap year. So then he has all these extra days. That means each year when it comes Yom Kippur, he can't be mastered. But he has 10 extra days each year. So when it comes a leap year, then he chaps a rein to be mastered all those days, which he didn't have an opportunity, to do till then. My shvogger showed me be'emison to Yehama was Moira, the chayot is not only a kasha and a gemore, it's a kasha and the siddha. We say each morning in the davening, Peter Makteiris, Tana Rabbonim, Peter Makteiris. So then we say, just 1 second. Shloish Meis v'shishim u'shmoin amonim hoyuvo. That there were 368 mone. Shloish Meis v'shishim u'chamisha, k'minyin yimoy sachama. 365, like k'minyin yimoy sachama. And the Shloish Monim Yisayrim, that was, they were Makter Yom HaKippurim, and Erev Yom HaKippur, Machzir Machteshes, Erev Yom HaKippur. So Lechayre is also Shver. What Pshat, the Ketores was 365 Mona for the days of the year, for the Shnei Sachamo. There's no Shnei Sachamo, we Cheshbon with the Shnei Salavonim. So the Shita Mekebetzes and Krisus asks the Kasha. The Shita Mekebetzes, the Shema Rosh answers this Teretz, that they made with the Shnei Sachama. And Lemaise, they had left over. So when it came in Ibuyo, they used these monim. So the Sotan has the same Cheshbon. They bring down the Yaris Dvash as the Kasha. Hasotn begematria tlas meyer v'shitin v'arba have. So lechere, that's hasotn. The hey. But lechere, it's not hasotn, it's a psazoy, he's the sotn. So what's pshat and what with the hey? So he says, v'emerson, that the days between Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot, and the first day Sukkot, he also doesn't have Rishus to be master. And that's, it brings us down to Joseph, and then Yaakov brings us down from the Yaris Dvash. Doesn't mean that exactly where it was. I wasn't able to see it in the Veinik. So, the Mishnah Vaita. Bechol Yom Termim Esa Mizbeach Bekriyas HaGever Eisamuch Loi Bein Lefonov Bein Laachov. That every day they made the Trumas Hadeshin by the Zman of Kriyas HaGever, a little before, a little after. B'yem HaKippurim Mechatzois U'Bergolim Me'ashmura Rishayna. Lo'y hoysa Kriyas HaGever Magas by the Regolim, and was already Aloysa Shacha Shoysa Azorem Aleyim Yisrael. Dr. Rashi, Ter min esa mizbeach, Hadeshen, Shuhu choyse min Hadeshen, Bamachta pam achas. That's what he takes out from the Deshen, Bamachta pam achas. There was one chatoya, one scoop he took out. Bein rav limot. It doesn't matter how much he took out with one scoop. Ubilvad shalo yifchoys mimole koimit. But al kaponim, the minimum shear of Trumas Hadeshen was a koimit. V'noisne, what does he do now with this deshen? B'mizrochei shel kevesh, on the mizrach side of the kevesh, v'nivla b'mkoimai. Now how do we know that the minimum amount of the Trumas Hadeshen is a koimit? שנאמר והרים את הדשן ושמי עץ המזבח ויפינו לקמון והרים ממנו בקומצוי. So there it was a psalkaponim shir kaimitz, so the minimum shir of Arom et Hadeshen is a kaimitz. V'hi oisa tchiles avayde shachis pashkama. Samuch loi, samuch lekiyas agever, lifnei kriyosoi oi la'achareha. V'yoyim ha-kipurim, toirem mechatzois. רגולים, השמור הראשון, שבשלישת הלילה, כדי אומר במסכת ברוכס, יום המשמורס אבי הלילה, וגמור המפורש, תיימא דקולו. ויהויסא קריאס הגבר מגס ברגולים, עד שויסא הזור המלאה מישראל, המביאים כל בני סיים, ליאס מזמונים להקריבם אחר התומד מיד. זוגת גמור, תנן הוסם, we learned a Mishnah in Zvochem. Eivorim shepoku me'al gabi ha-mizbeach. Eivorim that jumped off from the mizbeach, from the heat of the flame, they jumped off. Is kaidem chatzois, if this happened, kaidem chatzois, yachzer. So you have to put it back on the marochet. U'me'alin behen, and if a person will be nene from these eivorim, there's a isomile. La'acha chatzois. What if it was poka from the mizbeach after chatzos? Lo yachzer, it's not mechuyev to put it back. Ve'ein mo'alin bohem. Let us see what Rashi says. Now there was a girse, and Tosfos had this girse, and Rashi doesn't understand the girse. Aheichi kaime. And what is our Mishnah going on? Eini yedeya lefasha. So v'nira li, so Rashi is in geiris aheichi lekaimo. Now the Hochi Garsinen, Tnan Hosom, Eivorim Shepoku, Vehi Mishnah Mesech Zvochim, Meteich Pekiuson, Koivtsim, Venoiflim, Min HaMaroche, it falls from the Maroche. Koidem Chatzois Laila, so it says, Yarze, Ubehale Behem, Tekoidem Chatzois, before Chatzois, ein echoshev ikol be'ever sheyesh boy adayin mamish. An ever that is still something left. It's not coals, it's not ashes, so it's not considered ikol. Levikach tzorech la'achziroi l'maroch. So you have to put it back. V'kiven shloi nasis kol mitzvoson, the mitzvah of haktore was not niskayim, Kotshe Hashem Kirinim Bey. So this is Zachen, which is still meyuchet to do the mitzvah. Ve'isbei me'ile lenenin mimenu. So there is an isamile lenenin mimenu. Acha chatzois. Ein tzorich laharzer. Shachatzois oise ikol beivorim shemosh laboy ho'u. Va'af opi sheyesh boy mamish, even though it is not ashes, kediyalef lo lekamei. Ve'ein ma'alim behem, k'dekai mulon, kol shenasis mitzvah, say, ein ma'alim boy. If the mitzvah was niskayim, so there's no din milah. Kim the less beit tzorech gavoya, there's no need to continue the aktore. There's no tzorech gavoya. Loikirinu be'kot she'ashem, u'bemilah k'siv, v'chot b'shkogo, mikot she'ashem. So it's only a chiyuv mila when it is kodesh Hashem, but still miyuchid l'Hashem. Now, let's just say over Gemara in Zvochim, and Rashi seems to be meramez on this Gemara. The Gemara says that this Mishnah is speaking about when the Eiver is Shriri. Shriri, Rashi explains in Zvochim, means that it is not ashes, it is hard. The flames had accomplished that the liquid content of the Eva dried up, so you have now a hard piece of meat. So now the Shaila is this considered burnt that it should be niskayim boi mitzvahs haktore. So that's what Rashi says. Koidem chatzois einei choshev ikul be'ever sheyesh boi adayin mamish. That means, if it still is mamish, that means you have here the eiver. No, it's dried up. So how much it can dry up till chatzois is not considered ikul. So there's still a mitzvah to burn it. So that is what Rashi is saying. Koidem chatzois yesh bei mamish, acher chatzois afalpi sheyesh bei mamish. We're speaking about that the eiver was a matzav of shriri, that it was hard and dried out, and that we have a shir of chatzois. Till chatzois, there's still a mitzvah of aktore, and after chatzois is considered nasas mitzvah. That is what the Mishnah is telling us. Mino hani mili. So how do we know these shiurim? Sashir of Chatzos. Omar Rav, Kosev Echad Oimer, Kol Halayla Vehikter. Mitzvah Haktore is the whole night. The Kosev Echad Oimer, Kol Halayla Vehirem. That means the Pasuk of Kol Halayla is right before the next Pasuk, Vehirem Es Hadeshem. So we learn that Vehirem, the Mitzvah Vehirem is Kol Halayla. So Memele, there's a stira to Psukim. Here by studies, the Kol HaLayla is, it has to burn the whole night. And afterwards it's Veheirim. In the second Pasuk by studies, that Vakert, it doesn't have to burn. You can make Haroma Kol HaLayla. So it's a stira. Okay, it's a Chelkeyu. So it's a stira to Psukim. So we say, one Pasuk says the night is Asman Aktore. One says the night is Asman Harome. So we say half and half. The first half of the night is meyuchet for haktor, so that's the makor. So that's the makor of the Mishnah. Ibrahim shabokam agam izbech. Kaidim chatzayis yarza. Acher chatzayis lo yarza. The second half of the night is not as man haktor, then it's as man haromer. Let us see what Rashi says. Menani mili de chatzayis oise iku. And after Chatzai says there's no more Zman Haktore, it says, Kol Halayla Vehikter. It says, Hi Ha'oilo Al Moigdo Kol Halayla. It should be on the fire the whole night. Alma Kol Halayla. Mitzvah Liyes Al Moigdo. Alma Kol Halayla Havi Haktore Seivorim. Va'afilu Impoka Ma Sha'al Ha'moigid. So the Chayre, you have to put it back. Kol Halayla Vehikter. The Kosev Echadoimer Kol Halayla Veheirim. The Samech Lei Lahikro Velovish HaKoyin Midei Vad Veheirim Es Hadeshen Alme Kol Halayla. It says, this is the Pasuk Kol Halayla, that's the previous Pasuk. And then it says Veheirim Alme Kol Halayla Ulchoshev Ki'iko Vekori Bisar Ha'ilo. That's what the Pasuk is telling us, that it's Asman Haromed all night. If it's Asman Haromed, Vekori Bisar Ha'ilo Deshen, so it's called Deshen Mishemoshla by Ha'u, Vekoshel Arimoy. So as long as it started burning already, you don't even need that it burnt till Chatzois. As long as it's Moshla by Ha'u, so that's called Veheirem. So it's a stira. So we, for end for the stira, chetzyoi lahaktor. So we say, she'enoi iko. That half of the night, you have to bring it, you have to burn it, you have to make sure it burns, it continues burning. She'enoi iko, because before chatzois, moshla by ho'u does not make it for iko. Ve'im pokoi, and if it jumped off, tzorech laharze lahaktor. V'chetzyoi laharome, mechatzois olohoron, kori deshen. Alma chatzois mash v'le ikul. Alma chatzois mash v'le ikul, the chatzois makes it for ikul. That was the teretz. That was Rav's teretz. Mosiv Rav Kahane. So if Kahane asked, we learned in our Mishnah, b'chol yoyim teirem es ha-mizbeach b'kriyas ha-geva. O'yisomach lo'y b'yim v'lefonov b'yim v'lachov. V'yayim ha-kippurim e-chatzois, v'yayim trumas ha-deshen, from chatzois, u-berigolim ha-shmuri shoyne. So these two halachas are not kefela, but it says, berigolim, בימי תרומס הדשם מהשמור הראשונו, ואיס על כביתך מחצויס דיראיסי, איס היכי מקדמינון, צהקן ימייק פעם דשמור הראשונו. זה טרש, וידראיסי איכי מקדמינון גרסין, אבל לא גרסין איכי מכינון, המכין איזו קשה, אלא כל... הכל חץ שרואי להרום, הם מעלונו עם יאחר, אבל זה קשה זנר איך הם אחרינו. And that when you make it the whole year, סומך לקריס הגבר, that's not קשה. But the קשה is, how could you be מקדם before חץ? אי סייך מקדמים, אין. אפילו דשן המאוקל יופי. So now, רשי היא הקשה. Rashi had a kasha, what's the Gemara's kasha? L'chayre, our Mishnah is telling us that till now we were learning that the Mishnah in Zvachim is telling us that the sheer ikul to give it a shame deshen is till chatzos. And we had mentioned before we're speaking about shriri, that it's a hard piece of meat. It doesn't look like deshen, doesn't look like ashes, but that alone, so it was moshla by ha'ur, at chatzoi, so there's a shame deshen. But what if you'll have an eiver that was mamish burnt to ashes? So l'cheire, there l'cheire, there's no din of chatzoi to give it a shir ikul. You don't need a shir, this is a metzias of ikul. If it is still a hard piece of meat, so that's a din ikul. It's a din keilu nisakul, that's enough. But if it mamish became ashes, it's nisakel. So Rashi had a kasha, so what's the Gemara's kasha? How could you make Trumas Hadeshim from the Shmur Rishayne? You'll go and find pieces of meat which are completely ashes, and you'll be made in that. So that was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi explains, Eichem Agdaminam, Afilu Deshin Amukul Yof, Afilu you'll find ashes which are Mukul Yof. ואמרת חציוי להרומה, אלמה אין חציו ראשון קושר לכך. The פוסק is speaking about זמני הקטורה and זמני הרומה. That's what the פוסק, והירם, זה זווהיקטר, that means that the פוסק is speaking about זמני. So we had a stir of two פסוקים, so we said the זמן הרומה is like this. If the זמן הרומה, starts from Chatzoi, so that's a gilui also, that Moshla by Hu'ur at Chatzoi, it has a shame deshen. But Al Koponim, the Pasik is not speaking about. We derive from the Pasik when it gets a din ikul, when it gets a din deshen. But the Pasik is speaking about the Zmanei HaMitzvah. The Zman Mitzvah's Harome is from Chatzoi. Mitzvah Saktor is still Chatzois. So then you can't be Magdim this man after the Shmur HaRishayna. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Elo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mimash Meshenema Kol HaLaila Eini Yedei Yeshua Da Boikel. We don't derive Chatzois from the Stir of two Psukim. Here it says the Mitzvah Saktor is Kol HaLaila, and here the Mitzvah Saktor is Kol HaLaila. No. ממש משנם הכל הלילה אין ידי ישוע בבויקר, ומה אתה מלוי מה בבויקר? תן בויקר לבויקר של לילה. הלכך בכל יום תמים עשם הסבח בקריאס הגבר, איסו מחלוי בין מלפון ובין מלאחר. סגי, בימי כיפור מדיקחו שדקוין גול בודיני מחצויס, ובגול מנפישי יסול נפישי קרבונס עבדיני מהשמור הראשונה. דקטוני טיימר, לא יויסה קריס הגבר מגס, עד שויסה עזורה מלאיה מישראל. נלא נסי רשי. זאת רשי אלו אומר רבי יוחנן. לא יתאמו. Don't darshan חציוי לכך וחציוי לכך. מה פשר איזה היר הסתירה? תופסוק עם עד, סימש דה הול נייד הזמן הקטור, דה הול נייד הזמן הרומה. So ממילא, so I make a happy medium, it means half a night, and half a night. אלו הוכי דורש הקוסף. Hukhsha kol halayla, the whole night is kosher ben laktore, shein mukolim, the evorim which are not mukul, it's kosher halayla to make aktore. Ben laharome, the whole night is kosher for harome, im yesh deshen mukul, if you have deshen mukul,
So Memela, you'll have a piece of meat that it is completely ashes, and this is before Chatzos, he can make Harome. Vakel, both Psukim HaEmes, it's as man Akhtorim as man Harome. I, the Mishnah says this Adin Chatzos by Shriri. That till Chatzos it's not cold, doesn't have a Din Deshen, after Chatzos it has a Din Deshen. How do we derive this Aloch? The Chatzos, the Oise Ikol, the Eivorim, Shemoshla Behem O'u, Mehochen Afke, not from the stir in the Tupsukim. There's no stir. The Pasuk is telling us it's as man Aram and as man Haktoret. The Din Chatzos we learn here a different limut. Mimash Meshenema Baktoret, it says by Haktoret. Kol Halayla Al Moigdo. So they should be imakter it all night. Any yedei shada boike kori laila. So if I say it's a chala, laila still boike. Uma talmud loyma. So what is pshat the posik ad haboike? Ten hashkomach. So the ad haboike, the word ad haboike is iberik. Is ten hashkomach heres la boike shalaila. Make another boike. Boike shalaila hu alois hashachar. But I would know that kol alayla is till boiker shalayla till alois hashach. But nosen loch hakosav boi boiker achel. That you should be makter till another boiker. Loi meshein tzorech lahakter min hashkome veilech. From the hashkome of alois hashach. You can be makter till a different boiker. Vekivin shaloi nosen zman boisoi boiker. So when is this boiker? So this boiker is that there's a mitzvah aktora till chatzos. Hilka. So this boiker is coming to tell us the shir equal is till chatzos by shriri. But now Rashi is going back to the kash. Every day that is not too many kabonis. The rav lehem ayoyim, you have a day in front of you, be kreisa geva sagi. So you can start harome from kreisa geva. Beyoyim akipurim, the ike chulshe de koyin godu, sherei olov levada yu mutal, it's mutal on him. Here again is Rashi Shite, that everything was mutal on the koyin godol. All the avodas ayoyim, including Taisus is chelik and Rashi over here, or even the Trumas Hadesh, which is avodas halayla yet, it was also mutal on the koyin godol. Sarich lahashkim yoisa. So he had to wake up earlier from chatzos. And Taisus says, what's his cheshbin? Lochi magdemina lei kedei sheyanuach bein avodas zu avodas ayoyim. There was a rest, there was a... That means that will make a hefsek maybe between before Musaf. We have Al Kaponim, the Kohen Gadol also rested. After the Trumas Hadesh, he also rested. Al Kaponim, Shel Levadi Mutal Tzorch Lashkim Yaisa. The Regal and the Nefishi Kobonets, for Roiv Hadesh and Bemokim Amaroch, there was a lot of Desh in there. The Tzorch Lahalis as Hadesh and Tapuach, they had to take the deshen and make a big tapuach la'acha harom. After the harom, they had to make a tapuach. This number meseches tomit malin ha'efa le'tapuach. There was efa on top of the maroche, and they had to get rid of this efa to make a new maroche. The tapuach hu gal shel efa kimin tapuach shel anovim anidrach begas shesham konsu efa shekol yemay sachad vuhu ben samizbeach upamim shu'olav ki gimel meyizkur. Lefikach tzorich lahagdim litroim me'ashmeira rishayim. So he had to make the truma. So before they made the tapuach, they had to make first the truma sadeshin. So they make the truma, then they had to make the tapuach, then they had to set up the maroche. So that by alois hashachar, they should be able to be makab the tomid already. Because there was, the nazorah was full. So memele, so therefore they had to make the truma sadeshin from the Shmur HaRishayim. They start by the Shmur HaRishayim.